this morning.
Amen. Aren't we glad for the word?
This week and in the next couple of weeks, I believe that God wants us to just get back into the basics. Once a man was chatting with his friend, and this man said, "Can you help me?" And he said, "What do you want me to do?" "I want you to just spike this nail on the topmost part of that wall." This man got on top of a chair, took a nail and a hammer, was about to spike it, but his hand is not reaching up. So he said, "I can't reach." So he put a stool on top of that chair and got on top of that chair. And again his hand is not reaching up. So again he put another small box on top of that chair and got up. Still his hand is not reaching up. A still smaller box he put up. And still on top of that he got up. Still his hand is not reaching up. So finally he put a very small tin on top of that. And he got up. He's got one leg there. And the friend downstairs said, "Smash that that nail in." He said, "If I smash it, I will fall." His friend looked up and said to him, "That's right, you have a faulty foundation. Your foundation is not strong. And if your foundation is not strong, you will never be able to hit the devil hard." Are you with me? You will never be able to walk victoriously. So the foundation is what matters. You can have a huge building, but if the foundation is not strong, after some time the building will collapse. It might look very attractive, no one will know. But when the storm comes against it, if the foundation is not strong, the building will collapse. So we need to get back into basics to lay the foundation. Are you with me? And that is why we need to be hungry to the word. We need to get into the word. And I believe that this ministry here is a Bible-believing ministry. Amen? We have the word in our hearts. We have the word in our lips. We have the word in our hands. We have the word in our hearts. Amen? That's all that matters. Amen? So today we're going to look into laying the foundation. And if you've got your Bibles, you can open the scripture. And we read a couple of scriptures together. The 7th chapter of Matthew. And verse 24 and 25. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. We know that word many a time. It says, the man who hears my word, receives that word, and obeys that word, is like a man who built his house on the rock. When the storm comes, the storm will come and go, but that house will stand. Believe me, there is a storm for the unbeliever and for the believer. The difference is this. The difference is in the foundation. The Bible says, if you have built your house on the rock, the storm will come and go, but you will stand. Some people think coming to Jesus means there is no storm. That doesn't mean so. You will have storms, but the good thing is that you have got a sure foundation. Amen. There is a strong foundation. And because there is a strong foundation, the storm will come and go, but your house is standing. You're victorious. Because the Bible says He will not allow you to be put to shame. His promise is there. So we're going to speak to our hearts today, and we're going to allow the Lord to do it by opening the scriptures to Romans chapter 1. Before we come to Romans 1, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel." Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. It says over 50 years ago, a young lawyer by the name of Frank Morrison set out to prove that Jesus did not rise from the dead. And he began to collect all kinds of evidence and material, and he began to study scripture, and he began to look, really investigate, to prove that Jesus did not rise from the dead. And after all his investigation, he wrote a book, and it was called, Who Moved the Stone? Who Moved the Stone? My brother, if you will go to Delhi, you will find There is a tomb, and there are places, the Shakti Stal or the Rajgat or wherever, where great and important people are laid there. It's a stone there, over there. People can go there and see. Here lies Mahatma Gandhi. Here lies Rajiv Gandhi. All of that. You go into England in Westminster, you will find there is a beautiful tomb there, one of the most beautifully decorated, where it says the Prince of England, about William Shakespeare. You go into France and you will find there's a tomb there, the glory of France, Voltaire. And his tomb is there. But you go into the Holy Land and you will find a tomb there which says he is not here. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. He is risen. Are you with me? We serve a living God. Amen. How many of you believe that? Romans chapter 1. And verse 1, Paul writing to the church in Rome in the power of the Holy Spirit, he says four things about the gospel in which he believes. Some people, if you ask them how many gospels are there, they will say four gospels. Some people, if they are charismatic, they will say five gospels. I am the fifth one. But let me tell you, not I, you, if you are abiding in the word. But if you will look into the word, you will find there is only one gospel. There is only one good news, and that is Jesus. The Lord has used many a person to write it, but there is only one good news, and that is the Lord Jesus. Amen? And so here, Paul is saying in the first verse, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God. How I love the word, the gospel of God. An apostle separated to the gospel of God. Underline that word, gospel of God. This is not the gospel of men. This is not a storybook. Some believers backslide after some time because they have lost the reverence for the word. They have failed to realize that this is the gospel of God. The greatest privilege that you can have ever in your life, if you teach your young children to grow up, is to be a vessel of honor for this word. You can be the greatest scientist, you can be the greatest businessman, you can be the greatest philosopher. But my brother, my sister, the greatest privilege is to hold this word in your hand and say, I am a minister of the gospel of God. There is no greater privilege than that. You know, Paul, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 2, he says, and even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God. Hallelujah. In much conflict. He's saying there was much persecution. I was stoned. I was put in prison. They beat me. But I knew whose servant I was. There was much persecution for me and all around me. But I knew whose gospel I was preaching. And so he says, I did not keep away the gospel from you, but I was bold in declaring to you the gospel of God. My brother, my sister, if somebody leaves Jesus because of persecution, I met a man the last week. He's working in Kodem. This man is a Hindu brother. He came to know the gospel of God and he gave his life to Jesus. When he went back, his wife began to abuse him first. Then his family, his brothers began to hit him. They threatened him to kill him. They took away his property. They left him out of the house. But he stayed faithful. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit of God had spoken to his heart and said, this is the gospel of God. Blessed are you if you should suffer for that. The gospel of God. Now sometimes when you read through the word, what all Paul went through. And I always used to think, why didn't he quit and go? I mean, a couple of times he was shipwrecked. 14 days in the sea without food. He was beaten. Many a time he was stoned. Many a time people began to put on false allegations against him. But amidst all that, this man continued. You know why? Because he knew he was a vessel of honor for the gospel of God. Amen. He says, for the gospel of God, he says in Philippians 3, the third chapter. We know this, but let the Lord speak to our hearts today. The third chapter of Philippians. The fourth verse onwards. Though also I might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I am also circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. For I indeed also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being confirmed to His death. You know what happened to Paul? He says, I am from the tribe of Benjamin, I am from Israel, according to the law, blameless, righteous, all that. He says, I am willing to consider everything, nothing as rubbish, for the sake of knowing Jesus and following Him and walking in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. That day when he was there going to persecute the church on the way to Damascus, a powerful light came and touched him and he fell down. And a voice spoke to him, Paul, or Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? You know what Saul's reply was? Who are you, Lord, that I am persecuting? What made him to say, who are you, Lord, that I am persecuting? He could have got up and said, what is this like? What is this voice? But the minute he fell down, he said, who are you, Lord, that I am persecuting? Because the glory of the light that came upon him was so intense. And he, a man who knew the Old Testament well, because he was a Pharisee, he knew that the Lord God of Israel dwells in unapproachable light. And at midday, noon, if there should be a light upon his life, that can be only the light of the glory of God. And he knew. And that is why the first response was, are you, Lord, that I am persecuting? Who are you, Lord? He knew that light had to be Jesus. And he picked up the gospel of God and continued on. The Bible says at midday noon, have you looked at the midday sun? At midday noon, there was a light much stronger. When he stood before Agrippa towards the end of his life, he said, at midday noon when I was traveling on the road to Damascus, a light more glorious, powerful came and touched my eyes. At midday noon, hallelujah, my brother. The gospel of God, the first thing. Look on. Romans 1. Second verse. Which he promised through his son, which he promised before through his prophets in the Old Testament, or holy scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ. Our Lord was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. The Bible says, and Paul is saying, this is the gospel concerning his Son Jesus Christ. First he said is the gospel of God. Second verse he's saying, this is the gospel concerning his Son Jesus Christ. Never have I ever in my life preached the Joshua generation. There is a gospel that we preach, and that is the gospel concerning his son Jesus Christ. Never ever have I said, I preached to you about the ministry, I preached to you about this church, I preached to you about that church. I never do that. If you have heard me, and for the last 8 years of my life, God's grace has kept me, it is only to preach the word concerning his son. We don't have any other gospel to share. Amen. We have one concerning his son. When you read through the word and the way the Holy Spirit begins to illuminate, some people miss out on Jesus. You know why? Because they don't fellowship with the Holy Spirit when they begin to look through the scriptures. They study the scriptures, they miss out on Jesus. They know the word of the Lord, but they do not know the Lord of the world. You know why they miss out? Are you interested? Amen. It struck my mind very strongly when the other day I was in Mangalore and I just heard for 10 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, on a talk by Binigan. And when he said that, even those were things which I knew, it began to bring in a freshness into my spirit. And it was this. They miss out on Jesus because in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, we know the scripture, but there is something powerful here. 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says there, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration of God, actually translated in Greek means all scripture is breathed by God. All scripture is by the inbreathing of God. That is the Holy Spirit. So if you need to know the scripture, that should be the inbreathing of the Holy Spirit upon your life. Are you with me? In 2 Peter 1, I'm sure you're writing down. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1, 20th verse says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Say, moved by the Spirit. Say, moved by the Spirit. Well, you can understand the word only if you are moved by the Spirit. The inbreathing of the Spirit should be there. And the moving of the Spirit, it is not how much you eat, but how much digest that matters. Are you with me? You could eat a lot, but if only some digest, then there is a problem. It is not how much you eat, but how much digest. The same way, it is not how much you listen to, but how much is being received in. Not how much you heard, not how much you studied, but how much has been received in, that matters. It is only as much as you receive will you be able to channelize through your life, or the fruitation will be. That is why every time you hear the scripture, the Holy Spirit has to impart the truth into you. And if God imparts, you will suddenly realize you can never forget it. Are you with me today? How many of you are with me today? If God has spoken it, you will never forget it. How many of you know that you got it in the flesh? After some time, after reading, you will forget. I remember there must be about 800, 900 scriptures that I know from the Word by God's grace and mercy. But I know most of them and the place exactly where I heard it. And how I heard it. Sometimes even I know the room and the people that are sitting with me. After some time I ask them, do you remember this? I said, I mean, you were there, he was there, we were all there, we were sitting together. And this brother spoke. Do you remember? Let me think. I think I've got my notebook. He says this is the gospel concerning his son Jesus. The revelation of Jesus comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus. I pray and I pray every time I come, Lord, let there be a revelation of Jesus through the word, that people know Jesus. Amen. This is the gospel concerning his son. This is the gospel of God. This is the gospel concerning his son. And Romans chapter 1. We continue with that. The third thing about this gospel. And the ninth verse. And the ninth verse of Romans 1 says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son. second thing that I told you is gospel concerning his son. But the third thing here it says, it is the gospel of his son. Yeshu Karthavinte Thanna Suvishesham. Hallelujah. This is not only the gospel concerning his son, but this is the gospel of his son. That's why Jesus gave the great commission. He said, go ye forth into all the world and preach. And preach. And preach. He didn't say, just go and tell them stories. He said, go preach. This is my gospel. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go! Gospel of his son. You know, many people have lost their sight of God. They have lost their sight of Jesus. They have lost the sight of Jesus on the cross. You know why? One thing is because we don't have any foundation at all. And we have heard messages on prosperity. I believe in prosperity with all of my heart. God will prosper you. But if you look into the scripture, you will find very clearly, Paul said to the people in Rome, I pray that I might have a prosperous journey towards you. Are you with me? He said, I pray that God will give me a prosperous journey towards you. And then you know what happened? He got a second class ticket on a ship. He was in a shipwreck. 14 days he was without food. When he got down at Malta, a viper came and bit him. But he had a prosperous journey. You know why? Because he was in the center of God's will. Prosperity is to be in the center of God's will. A prosperity without the cross of Jesus is no prosperity at all. It will eternally take you away from heaven. Are you with me? Amen. I believe in prosperity with all of my heart. And I pray that God will give us prosperous journeys. Amen. But in the center of his will. Amen. Here he says, this is the gospel of his son. I think about it. You know, once when I was sitting, the Holy Spirit of God asked me a question. He asked me, on Calvary you see three crosses. The cross in the middle, for whom was that cross? The cross in the middle, a little more bigger than the rest of the two. For whom was that cross? And I, in my pride, I said, Lord, for you. The Lord said, no. That was for Barabbas. That cross in the middle was for Barabbas. And Jesus said, I will take his place. My brother, my sister, there is a cross for the wages of sin that you have committed. But my Savior Jesus went to the cross instead of you. There is a cross kept for the sins that you have committed. But my Jesus went instead of you. He said, I will take your death upon myself and give you my life. I will take your sin upon myself and give you my righteousness. Some people come and say, Lord, I don't know, I'm in the Lord, but I walk in victory for some time. There seems to be nothing has changed inside of me. You know why? Because you have not understood the gospel of his son. It is no change, it is an exchange. Listen to this carefully, don't miss out. It is not the change that takes you to heaven. It is the exchange that takes you to heaven. You can be changed by yourself. You can lead a good life by yourself, but without Jesus, you will go to hell. It is not the change that takes you to heaven, but it is the exchange that Jesus did on the cross that takes you to heaven. Amen. This is the gospel of his son. Look at someone and say that. It is the gospel of his son. I can't hear on top.
It is the gospel
of his son. You know, brothers and sisters, let me tell you one thing powerful. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know that scripture? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the unbelievable thing is that after God wrote that word, he did not put a full stop. If he had put a full stop, that would have been the end of your life. But he put a comma there. If you will look to Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. Every comma and every full stop in the Bible has got a meaning. The third chapter in verse 23 says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But a comma there, and thank God for that. But being justified freely, hallelujah, by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Ha ha, that's good news. If you have understood that, that is good news. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but my Holy Spirit did not put a full stop there. He put a comma and said, but being freely justified. You can write your name there and say, Rajesh had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but, devil, listen to this very carefully, but by being freely justified through the gospel of his Son. Amen. Hallelujah. It is not the change, but the exchange. Look at someone and say, not the change, but the exchange. Amen. The last one. The 16th verse. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The Christ, do you know that word Christ means anointed one? It is the same word Christ that also means Messiah. Christ means anointed one. And the Bible says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone. Aren't you glad? You could be the worst sinner. I mean, you can come into a congregation, listen to the word of God, the word of Christ. The worst sinner. You can come to the altar, be saved in Jesus, and go back as saved. Do you know that? It doesn't take time. It takes faith. Faith in the Lord. It is the power of God for salvation. This is the gospel of Christ that will save everyone who will listen. That's what it means. This is the gospel that will save everyone who will listen. Don't miss out on that. This is the gospel that will save. My brother, my sister, there's only one thing that can save this human race. Whether you are in India, whether you are in Africa, whether you are in Japan, whether you are in the Middle East, whether you are in Europe, whether you are in America, wherever you are, only the gospel of Jesus can save you. There is power in the gospel of Jesus to set you free from whatever sin that you are in, whatever bondage that you are in. It is the power of God for salvation. And the last one, it is when you believe, remember, it's called the gospel of Christ. When you believe the gospel of Christ, Paul said in Ephesians 1 and 13 and 14, he said, in the day you heard the gospel of Christ, you were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? You were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit the day you heard the gospel of Christ. So when you believe the gospel of Christ, there comes a sealing of the Holy Spirit. The Indian currency, if you will take it, or the Indian coin, if you will take it, it will have a sign on it, a seal on it, that denotes it is Indian currency. Even if you go to Africa, it is still Indian currency. When you step into African soil, it does not become African currency. Are you with me? When you step into America, it does not become the American currency. It still is the Indian currency because it's got a seal, an Indian mark. The same way, my brother, my sister, if you have received the gospel of truth, the gospel of Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are going, you are Jesus. You are marked in the Lord. No one can have you. Are you with me? Amen? The last one. I stop with that. The 16th verse of the second chapter.
in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
Today it is the gospel that saves me, but one day it will be the gospel that judges me. Every man seeker will be judged according to my gospel, said Paul. Are you listening to this? Today it is the gospel that saves me, but one day it will be this gospel that will judge me. If you have lived according to the gospel, you don't need to be scared of the judgment day, my brother. Because you have the word inside of you all the time, that will be the day to rejoice. The gospel that saves you today will one day be the gospel that will judge every man on the face of the earth. If you know this to be the gospel of God, if you know this to be gospel concerning His Son, if you know this to be the gospel of His Son, if you know this to be the gospel of His Christ, that power to and verse 40. Paul said, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as to me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. You are indebted to this gospel. Are you with me? There were many times I was tempted. When I was 20, I gave my life to Jesus. When I was growing up, there were many things that I had to give up for the Lord. There were many things that I had to walk away because of the Lord. Oh, I went through the same temptation that you go through. I had the same opportunity sin that you had. I came from the same background that you come from, most of you. I had the same privileges to maybe study on, to look after my business, to look after my estate, whatever. But I said, Lord, I am indebted to this gospel. Are you indebted to this gospel? Second thing, if you're indebted to this gospel, you will say, the 15th verse, I am ready to preach the gospel, said Paul. I am ready to preach. You will preach it with your life and you will preach it publicly. You won't be ashamed. The other day we had this beautiful convention, a retreat in Satyabhama College in Madras. One of the exciting news that I heard from there is everyone goes to the college campus and in their classes with the Bible in their hand. I was so excited. Engineering college guys taking the Bible in their hand and going up and sitting in their class, telling them Jesus is more enough than anything else. Only the gospel could have done it. Amen. You are ready to preach it. And the 16th one, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You will not be ashamed. Are you with me? Have you seen this? A man who knows the gospel, that it is from God, he will never be ashamed. If it is to preach it on the street. The other day, we had this rally through the street claiming city of Cochin for Christ. And some of the brothers told me, Rashad, we found it so hard in the beginning just to get onto the street, take the Bible in our hands, and walk through the street. People were all looking from everywhere. What is happening? You're walking about in a procession through the street with the Bible. It looks so strange. But my brother, my sister, that is the time I can discern who has got the gospel in his heart and who has got the gospel only in his head. Are you with me? You will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed if it is to stand there. Yesterday evening, one brother came to me and he said, I want to arrange some street meetings for you. One is by the into the island, next opposite to the mosque. The other is by a temple site. The other is somewhere else. Brother, will you come and preach? I will organize that meetings. Will you come and preach? I said, I'm a preacher who preaches in English. He said, I'm willing to translate. I said, fine, I will do it. Lord, anoint me, I will do it. How many of you want to do that? I didn't hear a shout for that. How many of you want to do it? Amen. It is so good and nice, Sunday to keep the Bible in a brown paper bag and bring it. Come for prayer, read the word, study the word, take down notes and keep it again and go back in the brown paper bag. It is so easy. But when you come to know this is the gospel, of the greatest privilege that you can have.
If you've got a foundation of this gospel as a first set, if you've got this foundation, seven things will be yours. If you have believed this to be the foundation, the word. Seven things will be yours. How many of you want to know the seven things that will be yours? One, you will have faith. You will have faith. You won't say, I don't have faith. You will have faith. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Two times the word hearing is used in the sentence. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing again, and hearing again, and again, and again, and again, and again, the word of God. Are you with me? Jesus said, you will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Proceeds, that is present tense, proceeds. One time you must have heard, but proceed. Are you with me? So still continue to proceed. Faith needs to grow by continuously listening to the word. You don't take food for one day and say, I'm strong for the rest of my life. That's what most believers do. You go to CBH, have a good chicken biryani, and you don't say, I'm strong for the rest of my life. No. You need to take food every day. That's how you become spiritually strong. Amen. Second thing. You will have victory over sin. You will have victory over sin. Have you seen that? It said that a sinning man has stopped reading the word. And reading the word has stopped sinning. You can't need to read the word and get the word into your heart. And you meditate on the word and walk in the word. You will not sin. Psalm 119 and verse 11. I treasure your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Which means, every time a temptation comes, I say, Lord, I cannot handle this temptation in the flesh. I cannot handle this temptation and defeat this temptation in the flesh. I cannot struggle and bring it down. But let me look for the word that you have kept in my spirit. Which word will go against it? Are you with me? Third, you will have a clean life when you abide in the word. Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. Next week, I believe we are going to look into some more detail of the foundation that has to be strong, a little more detail, and then what will happen when Jesus comes back. Ephesians 5. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. You might sanctify and cleanse it. How? How? By the washing of water by the word. The washing of water by the word. It's the word that washes you. Are you with me? You take the word and read it through and through you, it will cleanse you. You get into water, you don't come out dirty again. Are you with me? Have you seen that? You step into the water, on the water, and the water flows into you. Clean you. Step out, you're clean. Same way you get into the word, allow the word to flow through you. Clean you up without you realizing it. How many of you have gotten to the, I mean, you're used to having a bath. I don't know if you're used to having a bath. But if you are, how many of you know that? I mean, over the years, I mean, in the beginning, have you seen children? The minute they get into water, they scream, they jump. No. They're conscious. You need to really put them there and scrub the dirt out of them and, you know, get the water to flow through them. After some time, as the child grows up, he just goes automatically. Comes out, neat and clean. It looks very natural. The same way. The more you get used to the word, like get up in the morning, get into the word, cleanse you out, come out, it feels good. Walk for the rest of the day. Amen. How many of you like to do that? The fourth one. you will have a pure mind. A pure mind. In Psalm 119, and the 30th verse says, the entrance of your word has brought in light. Where there is light, there is no darkness. Are you with me? The entrance of your word has brought in light. So unless the word enters your mind, your mind cannot stay pure. If there is no word entering your mind, believe me, you will go into darkness. But the more the word enters your mind, you will suddenly realize that you are, amen, in a pure mind. The fifth one, you will have victory over Satan. Huh? What? Which one? Sin. Sin, there are different levels of sin. There are sins in the body, there are sins in the mind. Are you with me? Sometimes you don't do it, but you have thoughts about it. This is about pure mind. A pure mind. The fifth one is victory over Satan. 1 John 2:14. And the sixth one, peace of God will be in you. Psalms 85 and verse 8. Psalms 85 and verse 8. It says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. Are you with me? I will hear what God the Lord will speak, he will speak peace. And the last one, joy. There will be joy inside of you when you have got the gospel of God. The Jeremiah 15th chapter and the 16th verse says, Jeremiah the prophet is saying, when I found your word, I ate them and they were a joy unto me. I rejoice at your word. You rejoice at the word. Remember this. Joy, Benin says, is not happiness or gladness. It is a spiritual manifestation, a spiritual substance, not soulish. Are you with me? It is, joy is present even in the times of sorrow. 2 Corinthians 4, Paul said, sorrowful yet rejoicing. What do you mean? Sorrowful yet rejoicing. He's got the joy of God. It stays there. That's always there. It doesn't go. And that comes through the word. Remember these things, seven things. If you have the gospel of God, it's the gospel of God. It is the gospel of his son, concerning his son, gospel of his son. It's the power of God unto salvation. It's the gospel that will judge you. Three things, you're indebted to it. You are a debtor. You're not ashamed of the gospel. And you are ready to preach the gospel. Amen. Shall we close our eyes and pray? Shall we stand up? Let's stand with our eyes closed for a minute. If there is anybody in this place,
let's be in prayer. There is anybody in this place that you have never had a foundation in your life, you've never allowed the gospel of God to come into your life, you never realized it's the gospel of God, it's inbreathed by God. Men and women moved by the Spirit have spoken this, the privilege that is yours. No matter what persecution, no trouble, you have been given the grace to hear the gospel. And you want to build your foundation on His word. I want you to take a decision. And if you want to take a decision to build your life on the word, it means receiving the word and acting on it. If you're deciding for that, I want you to raise your hands. And maybe there are some of you who have lifted your hands, or maybe standing around this place. You have never ever in your life given your life to Jesus. I mean, you have never gone through that exchange. There was a cross in Calvary that was kept for you, but Jesus took your place. Maybe you're coming for the first time. Maybe you've come here many times, but you've never, ever given your heart to Jesus. Publicly accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Master and Savior. If there's anybody here like that, I would ask you to just come forward if you can. We'll pray for you. If there is anybody here like that, maybe you are on top, maybe you are down here. You have never, if you have done that before, you don't need to. But if you have never ever done that, is there anybody on top, anywhere in this place? You've never ever given your heart to Jesus publicly, proclaimed Him as your Lord. Nobody? There is somebody who is being stirred up, but you do not feeling shamed. You don't need to be scared or ashamed. You can come forward. But the rest of all of us will be praying. If there's anybody here, I'll pray for you. Okay, shall we pray? Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and ask the Lord to give you that ability, the anointing to stand faithful to His gospel. Lift your hands and begin to praise His name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shala banhala na basho, thora na balbaya mahara baneshwaya. Rubal balabana na basho, balakhari balana basho. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we victory in your name, victory by your blood. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Rabashika, Rabashia. Oh, Rabashia. Heaven that is keeping your people. Heaven that is keeping your people, Lord. I command by the blood of the Lamb to be bound. And I release your people to walk into grace and glory. To walk into grace and glory. To walk into grace and glory. To walk into strength and revival. Let the power of thy glory sweep your people. Hallelujah. Let the power of your resurrection sweep your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I exalt you. I exalt you. And your is to the And your is to the And your is to the Rabba Baba 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 Shia Baba. Ulbana Baba Shia. Rudan Bala Bala Bida Mashutal Bala Bahai Kalbala Bini Vishia Baba. Ulna Bahala Bano Yasham Pulmani Mahi Vishia. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I exalt you, my Lord, my Savior. I exalt you, I praise you, I lift your name. Oh, Father, we want to thank you today for that presence of yours in this place. We want to thank you, Lord, that whenever we ask you anything in your name, you give it unto us. And we thank you, O Lord, that I ask you for your grace and your strength upon each and every one of our lives. So we can be faithful for thy gospel, the gospel of your Son, and walk in the resurrection power of Jesus. So that we can be faithful to the very end, O Lord. So I pray for your grace to be multiplied. Your grace to be multiplied upon each one of our lives. Your grace. From your fullness we have received grace upon grace. Yes, Lord, let your grace flow upon our lives. Today we pray that your name will be glorified. In your hands I commit every vessel in this place. Everyone in this place, O Lord. Let the power of your glory move through their lives. Let the power of your glory move through their lives. May the power of your right hand move through their lives. Let the power of your glory move through their lives. Rudana Balaba Shidan Baby. Oh, yes, receive now.
not by might nor by power, but by thy Holy Spirit. Sharabal Bulabadanabi Roshababa Sharabal Balabanada Mushida Balbaraba Vishya. Oh, hallelujah. And your is to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to thy name. Glory to thy name. Glory to thy name. Glory to thy name. There is the presence of God flowing down for everyone who is thirsty. The anointing of God that breaks every chain around your life. That removes the, oh, that removes the crown of curse from you. And gives you a crown of blessing. Grace and the power of the resurrected Lord is flowing through. Come on, people, receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Rudal halabana bohoshia bahaba bahuma shika. Rudal habana bashika, rudal habana bashika. Ruba baba baba shika. As long as Zion travel, she give birth to children, hallelujah. As long as Zion travel, she give birth to children, hallelujah. Rudal halabana bohoshika. Thank you, Jesus.
Even there are some of you who have just lost your reverence for the Word and gone away from Jesus. In your heart, you're far away from the Lord. And maybe you want to come to Jesus today. And you want to give Him completely all that you are into His hands. Feel the presence so intense. And if there is anybody like that, and maybe you have never given your life, I feel so strongly in my spirit, if there is anybody like that, do not be ashamed. But as we pray now, I want you to come just a few more minutes and just be closing this prayer before we go into the next service. But if there is anybody like that, I want you to come forward without being ashamed for Jesus to consecrate your life. Just come forward. Do not be scared. Just do not be scared. Anybody in this place, you just need to consecrate. Don't be ashamed. Just come forward. Jesus will help you through. Jesus said, if you deny me before others, I will deny you before my Heavenly Father. If you confess me before others, I will confess you before my Heavenly Father. Anybody in this place, anybody on top, you don't need to be ashamed. You can do it. The Lord's grace is here. Ever. If you have lost your consecration, come. There's an altar open here. The fire of God is in this place. Anybody? I'm still praying through. Don't let this chance go by. Is anybody in this place? Open here for the grace and the glory of Jesus to flow through. Satan, lose the people in Jesus' name. Lose them in the name of Jesus. There is somebody else here. I so strongly feel it. Jesus said, if you will publicly accept me, I will publicly confess you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
want you to say this prayer out loud and clear. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of the living God. I thank you, Jesus, that you took my place on Calvary's cross. Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Lord. I believe you died for my sin and you rose again from the dead on the third day. Jesus Christ, I proclaim you as my personal Lord, Master, Savior, and Holy God. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe in my heart that you have risen from the dead. And I proclaim with my lips that you are Lord. That Jesus, you are my Lord. I believe so. I rededicate and consecrate my life to you. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. I belong to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now fill me with your Holy Spirit. Now fill me with the fire from heaven. Let my heart be on fire for you. Let my heart be on fire for you. Fill me, Lord Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. I believe and confess forth that I have passed from death unto life, from sin unto righteousness. I believe and I proclaim that I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift your hand and give him glory. Hallelujah. Rubana Badabashia. Shundal Badalaba Riva Shikara Budala Viva. Rodal Badalaba Riva Shikara Dube Viva. Rudal Badalaba Riva Shukan Viva Viva. Rikan Hava Viva 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 Duba Shika. I speak peace unto you. I speak life unto you. Oh yes, in Jesus' name. Let the bound be free. Rudal Hambar Viva Shia. Rudal Hambar Durbal Viva. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is your name. I exalt you. I exalt you. I exalt you. I exalt you. Hallelujah. There is life in this place. I want to look at someone and say, I am born again. I belong to Jesus. I have reconsecrated my life to Jesus. I am alive unto God. Look at someone. Turn around. Look at someone. Shake their hands and tell them. Amen. Come on, guys. Do it. Turn around. Look at someone. Hug them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the best decision that you can ever make. Are you with me? It is true that there are times when we go away from the Lord, but remember this, the last a couple of days, the Lord was throwing into my heart that every time that I preach, I should open the altar so that people could come and receive, because God said he will confirm through his grace and presence. And the devil was trying to steal that away again today. So I was asking the Lord again, yes, Lord, if you have told it forth, then it happened forth. And when I began to do that, when I was in Mangalore, just in a small congregation, even among believers, when I began to do that, there were many who were coming forward. And after they came forward, they said, after we came forward, there was a difference. Are you with me? Just this Friday, one of my brothers here, come on, Vinay, come. Come here. I mean, he's a brother here who gave his life on Friday. In a new way to the Lord, and you felt the difference when you came in. You felt the difference.
Yeah, I really felt the difference. I felt coming out and standing out for the Lord in front of such a big crowd. I really felt the difference. I knew that God would bless me for that, for coming out like that, and I really felt I belonged to the Lord.
Amen.
And I really felt He loved me and He would bless me, and He was blessing me there.
Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you feeling that way today? Oh, yes. Remember this. Now, some of you believers, we need to know that in Isaiah 68 and verse 8, it says, as long as Zion travailed, she gave birth. You know what? Zion is the bride of Christ. It is you and me, the body of Christ today. As long as you travail in prayer. So even when some of you who are feeling strong in the Lord, you're standing back there, when an altar call is given, you need to travail in prayer, so that the birth can take forth, that people can be born again. Are you with me? Some of you who are born, feeling strong and good that day, I mean, don't stand there and say, oh, I'm feeling good, let me see what has happened. That's not the way. I mean, you're feeling good, you thank the Lord for that, and you pray. Are you with me? So that others can be born again or birthed out of their problem unto Jesus. And some of you, if you see somebody sitting next to you who has never given his life and is struggling, you need to encourage that person. Most of them will be shy, but you need to encourage that person to come forward and give, because that will bless them. Are you with me? That is your ministry. God will be there with you. Amen. Look, lift your hand and thank the Lord and rejoice in for Him sometime. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabababashia. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Baba Shiva Mahalmashika. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can go back to your place. The Lord bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you believe?